Thank you, friend. Hi, Teresa, compulsive overeater. Thank you, everyone, for your service. I started OA June 7th, 2020, right after the pandemic and right after I 4 months right before I left rehab for alcoholism and drug addiction. So I started AA first. And then I heard in an AA meeting that that someone was going to OA, and I'm like, "What's OA?" I had no idea that it existed. So I literally been here since June 7th, 2020, and I do not believe I missed a meeting since then, because everything was online. Everything, we were in a pandemic, and I've only attended maybe four in-person meetings since I started. I prefer to be online, and I mean, even with AA, it's just better for me. It's more convenient, and I get a chance to meet people from all around the world. I've had continuous abstinence starting in December. It will be 2 years. Easy. Woo. And I have a date that is very specific, but I'm not going to get into all of that because today I am going to talk about how I live the 12-step way of life. So I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to focus today on the principles. So during this presentation, I would like for you to do the same and think about how the principles resonate in your life. So I'm just going to make it quick because 20 minutes is short time. So I'm going to start off with step one, which is honesty. Being honest means being truthful with myself and others about where I am in my recovery process. This includes being honest about my thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and struggles. It also means being transparent about the measures I'm taking to maintain my abstinence. Honesty helps me build trust with myself and others. It also allows me to get the support and help I need to stay abstinent. Hope. The first three steps are really, really important. Hope. In my hope in recovery is to believe that it is possible to get better and to live a healthy, fulfilling life, even after life's challenges. Hope is a powerful motivator. It helps me stay on track during my lifelong recovery journey. Hope is not about wishing for things to be better. It's about believing that I can and will take action to make things happen. It is about creating realistic parameters around developing healthy coping mechanisms and building a support network. Okay. Faith. Step three. My HBE is a combination of my parents and my life experiences and my love for self and others. Through good and bad times, it is faith. It is my faith in my HP that helps me with resilience to bounce back from slips or relapses. Faith gives me a sense of purpose and meaning in life. It takes me out of isolation and it helps me find my place in the world to feel connected to something larger than myself. Every time I touch the screen, it does that. Okay, step four, courage. Courage is my ability to face the challenges of abstinence with strength and determination and hope. It's about being willing to take risks, to step outside of my comfort zone, and to do what is necessary to stay abstinent. Courage is not easy. I have a problem with food and I need help. This was hard to admit, but it was essential for my recovery. I knew this meant that I would have to stop eating certain foods. This can be difficult because I want to attend parties, weddings, baby showers, cookouts. Courage is not absence of fear. I feel fear at times, especially at the start of my recovery process. However, courage gives me an ability to move forward despite my fears. It is the willingness to face challenges and to keep going, even when it's difficult. It's allowing myself to feel uncomfortable. And you can notice in a lot of these, I say a lot of the principles over and over within another person. Integrity is being honest with myself and others and living in accordance with my values and principles. It means being accountable for my actions and taking responsibility for my own recovery. It also means being respectful for others and treating them with kindness and compassion. Integrity helps to build trust and credibility. When I live with integrity, I am more likely to make good decisions, avoid relapse, and maintain my abstinence, admitting when I make a mistake and take steps to correct it, following through on my commitments and keeping my word, being respectful of others, even when I disagree with them, standing up for what I believe in, even when it's difficult, treating others with fairness and compassion. Okay, step six. Willingness, the desire and commitment to do whatever it takes to be abstinent. It is about being open-minded to change and to help and to accept help. It's about being honest with myself and others, to work hard and to persevere. Nothing changes if nothing changes. That's when willingness is essential, because it allows me to take the necessary steps to change my behavior and lifestyle. I've been willing to go to treatment, attend meetings, get a sponsor, forgive myself, and learn from my mistakes, speak up in meetings, be vulnerable, trust, do service, and other things that help me stay abstinent. Humility, step seven. Humility is having a realistic and modest sense of myself. It means acknowledging that I am not perfect, that I am capable of making mistakes, and that I need help from others. Humility also means being open to learning and growing. When I am humble, I am more likely to admit that I don't know the answers, and I'm open to learning. Any form of recovery is a journey that is best traveled with the support of others. Let me repeat that. Any form of recovery is a journey best traveled with the support of others. Humility helps me stay on the path to recovery because it's a lifelong process. There will be ups and downs along the way, and when I am humble in all my affairs, I am more likely to accept setbacks and to keep moving forward. Okay. Step eight, self-discipline. Having self-discipline does not mean that I will never have cravings, slips, or relapse. It does mean that I have the ability to recognize and respond to challenges that get in the way of my abstinence. Self-discipline helps me make choices that are good for me in the long term, even when they are difficult in the short term. I try to set clear goals for myself and develop a plan to achieve them. I identify triggers and develop strategies for avoiding them. I don't always avoid triggers and cravings. I sit in discomfort to improve my resilience. I work to develop healthy lifestyle habits like having a food plan, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep. I have a strong support network of people who help me stay on track. I am kind to myself and celebrate my success by giving back to others with service and communication. Step nine, love. Self-love is the foundation for all other types of love. It is the ability to accept and appreciate myself, flaws, roles, and all. Self-love helped me build a healthy self-esteem. Self-love allows me to love others. I've learned to be kind and forgive myself for mistakes and learn from it.
Minutes.
Thank you. I treat myself with the same compassion and understanding that I would treat a friend to nurture my love for myself. I spend time with the people who care about me and not with those who abuse my self-worth. Being overweight, I have felt ashamed, guilty, and disgusted with myself. I felt out of control and powerless. Despite these challenges, it is important for me to remember that I do love myself. When I am kind and compassionate towards myself, I am more likely to stick with my recovery plan and make lasting changes. Step 10, perseverance. With perseverance, I continue to move forward on my recovery journey, even when it's difficult. It means making a commitment to myself to stay abstinent, no matter what challenges I may face. It's about sticking with the behaviors that help me to achieve success, no matter how small it may be. There will be times when I feel like giving up, but when I persevere, I will eventually reach my goals. Currently, I am watching the amount of service I do. I am working on setting small goals for myself. Setting small goals, one principle at a time, helps me stay on track towards recovery. Step 11, spiritual awareness. My ability to grow an understanding of my place in the world and a connection to something larger than myself keeps me spiritually aware. I developed a relationship with my higher power. I'm more mindful of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My spiritual awareness is developed by practicing prayer, meditation, exercise, spending time with others, being creative, and doing service. And the last one, service. Believe it or not, it's my favorite one. The reason why I do so much service is because I enjoy helping others without expecting anything in return. It is a way to give back to the program that helped me. So I have a few minutes left. I went through that quite fast because what I want for you to do is think about, which I forgot the last slide because I made it at the last minute. Okay, here we go. Which principles do you live every day? So we talked about honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, self-discipline, love, perseverance, spirituality, and service. When I think about the 12 steps and I attend workshops with the 12 steps and I try to understand the steps, I go to the principle to get the broader picture of what I need to do. You know how sometimes, you know, we get in situations where we're learning and we just want to be told what to do. Just do it. Just tell me what to do. Well, after reading the step, then I focus on the principle of that step. And if I'm doing that, one word, if I'm doing that, then I am definitely meeting the criteria for that particular step. I can learn more about the step as I read through the steps and experience practicing the step and having a sponsee. I have two sponsees. Having sponsees, to me, has really taught me about the steps and the principles. Because I ask my sponsees after we go through the steps, you know, without saying, are you living the principle? I don't say it like that. I say, let's talk about honesty. Where have you been dishonest lately in your 5 minutes?
5 minute reminder.
Thank you. So that's 5 minutes, right? Okay, great. Oh, there's. So I'll ask that question instead of saying, focus on the principle. It's about making things more natural for the person that's going through the steps and more experiential. That means that it's about everyday life. Everyday life. I have a problem with journaling because I'm an artist and I like to journal my art, as you can see through the slides that I just showed. That's how I express myself. When I have to constantly write, 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 I get bored. And for me, it doesn't work. I try, but I can't, it's not my thing. So I allow my sponsees to decide how they want to express it. Very few, I only have two, but in the course of my being a sponsor, no one wants to draw. Everybody wants to write. So, I know I'm a little bit different in that sense, but have a way it works for you. To me, it doesn't matter. It's about really experiencing living the steps. When we get to step four, we have already gone through understanding, being honest, understanding hope, and having faith. If we're doing it right, if we're not just going through them, you have to start living them. Because when you get to step four, that's when the challenge comes for a few people, where you have to start listing all these things and all of this and all that. But for me, step five was more challenging because then I had to say it. It's easy to write it, but then I had to talk about So when we allow ourselves to live in the principles, I think for me, it makes it a lot easier to tackle step four, which is courage, because now I understand that I have to be courageous about this situation. Our forefathers had the foresight to understand that doing this fourth step inventory was
Few
going to
minutes.
require courage. Thank you. And now we have this fourth step, and the principle is courage. So cool that they got that right. So, oh, that's my time. So when you share today, I'm not telling you what to do, I'm just suggesting. pick, the principles that you practice every day. Most of it is we don't think about, like love. If you love yourself, you get up every morning, you do what you're supposed to do to your body. You feel good about yourself, even though you have this malady, all these different things happen in your life, but you still have this love in your heart. Perseverance. You don't just put things to the side. You don't want to do it, but you do it anyway. Honesty. You don't lie. Hope. You do believe that things can happen. Faith, you do your prayer and meditation every day. And you believe in your HP. What else? Humility. You don't boast about all about you. You have this ability to look at others and have compassion for them. I'll try to go through all of them without cheating. Okay, so I said a lot of them. Self-discipline.
Gentle
That's my
reminder.
time. Thank you so much, everyone, for allowing me to share with you. Okay, with that, I'll keep coming back.